Welcome to Life Transformation Radio. This show is all about life transformations and our journey from where we were to why we are doing what we are doing today. We will discuss the hiccups, the roller coasters, and the blood, sweat, and tears that has been poured out while discovering our purpose. It is all about our transformations. Here is your host, Sean Douglas.
Welcome, everyone, to another episode of Life Transformation Radio. I am your host, Master Resilience Implementer, TEDx Speaker, Business Positioning Strategist, and author, Sean Douglas. This show is currently heard in over 70 countries, such as the United States, United Kingdom, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, Sweden. So I want to thank you to those who are listening from around the world. Life Transformation Radio is all about our transformation. Here is where we tell the stories of why we're doing what we're doing. We highlight that transformational moment that has changed our lives and how we use this to then transform others and elevate their lives as well. You can listen to us live right here on Blog Talk Radio, Tuesday through Friday. You can join our Facebook community, Life Transformation Radio Community. You can interact with the guests and see what is happening in their lives even after the show. I also ask that you subscribe to Life Transformation Radio. It is on iTunes, Stitcher, Spreaker, TuneIn, Player FM, Radio Public, Overcast, CastBox, the Google Play Music app, or wherever you're comfortable listening to podcasts. On the show are entrepreneurs, speakers, business owners, coaches, podcasters, authors, and amazing people who are impacting the world around them. And my guest today does exactly that. If you have any questions for any of the guests that I bring on the show during our live broadcast, you can call us up at 657-383-1109. Again, the number, 657-383-1109. And with that, I want to talk about the guest that is going to be on the show. So today we have a guy who is a revolutionary fitness guy, health and wealth blueprint creator. And I'm excited to have him on the show because I believe that this is a very, very it's a very highlighted topic, but a lot of people aren't talking about it. A lot of people are not talking about health and wellness. A lot of people are not talking about, especially now that it's getting warm weather, but a lot of people are not correlating the health and wealth into it, right? So what we're going to do is we're going to talk about the health and wealth blueprint created by Chad, my guest today. So he is the creator of the health and wealth blueprint, which provides high-achieving entrepreneurs and busy professionals with time-efficient exercise, nutrition, accountability, and community solutions so that they can take control of their health, increase their energy, and a body that they are proud of. Coming from severe anxiety, always being in trouble, being asked to repeat the eighth grade, move school districts, and always being told by teachers that he wasn't going to make it, Chad fell in love with fitness. He was going to become a full-time online fitness coach in 3 months. Well, those 3 months really took Chad 3 years of pain, suffering, and misery. Now, Chad is a speaker, making multiple six figures and helping others live a life of health, wealth, and prosperity through being the creator of the Health and Wealth Blueprint. You can go to his website, Chad, his last name, MOLYNEUX Fitness. So Chad, MOLYNEUX eufitness.com. And then that is the same as his Instagram. And then his YouTube is his name, Chad Mullenup. And he is on Facebook. So, welcome to Life Transformation Radio. As we get him on the line, I want to talk about one thing. As it is getting warmer out, everybody's going to be concentrated on fitness. It's like in January, on January 1st, everybody is concerned about going to the gym. I'm going to make a New Year's resolution. I'm going to do everything I can to live a healthy, wealthy life. I'm going to start doing like all these things, right? All these things happen. And then within the first 5 days, Gold's Gym is packed. Planet Fitness, all of the gyms, they're packed in the first 5 days. What happens is the next 7 days, people start quitting. And then the gyms get less and less. And then, you know, sales charts at Dunkin' Donuts are like through the roof, you know. What Chad does is he will not give up on you or on himself. And that is why he created this particular blueprint. But with that said, you cannot give up on yourself. So when we learn in a second about the blueprint that he created, the health and wealth blueprint that he created, the most important thing is that you have to stay with it and you have to be consistent. You absolutely have to be consistent. And as the warm weather hits, a lot of people are going to be hitting the gym because they want to have their beach bodies, or they want to, you know, get their bodies in shape for bathing suit weather and swimwear and all that. So I believe that this is a perfect episode to listen to because it's beginning the time to have yourself in the gym, eating right, eating, you know, nutritious, and you know, Chad's the guy. So to learn more about him, go to Chad, LYNEUX. Fitness.com. Chad, MOLYNEUX, fitness.com. And it's the same as his Instagram and same as the YouTube. And then his Facebook profile is right there in the show notes. So you can connect with him and exercise or implement a healthy, wealthy lifestyle. And also, this is a live show, so call us up at 657-383-1109. Again, the number is 657-383-1109. So please,
Sean,
help me welcome
me
to the show, Chad. Hey, buddy, what's up?
What's up, dog? How we doing?
I'm doing well, man. I just went through the bio. I just talked about, you know, it's becoming beach body time, right? Everybody wants to get into the beach body. Everybody, it's kind of like January 1st.
Dude.
We're like January 1st through January 5th, Gold's Gym and Planet Fitness, everybody's packed. January 6th, January 12th, Dunkin' Donuts is packed, you know? So
or McDonald's.
I told everybody, like, or McDonald's. I said, do not give up. I was like, Chad will not let you give up. You should
That's
not
right.
give up. And so I already went through all of the bio and the reasons why they need to connect with you. But I want to hear from you, man. What is your deep, deep why for what you do?
Yeah, man, that's a great question. It's kind of a loaded question to start. I'm just messing with you. But yeah, dude. I mean, my big thing is self-growth, and I work with entrepreneurs specifically, and there's two things in my life that have made me have to grow physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, and that's entrepreneurship and health and fitness. So I was like, why the heck? I should just combine the both and just have a business that helps entrepreneurs get healthy and fit. So my big why, man, is self-growth. I want to inspire other people to grow. I want other people to live a life of passion and enthusiasm.
I love it. I love that. So what happens when they don't? What happens when they don't live a life of passion, enthusiasm, and they're just stuck in their ways? What have you seen in your experience?
Well, you know what? I'll start by saying this. I'll give you my personal experience when I was not living a life up to my standards. So give you a little background. As far as my college career goes, I went to 4 different schools, right? It took me 5 years to actually graduate college. And the reason I think I went to 4 different schools and it took me so long is because it was not my passion. I was not passionate about it. I was not enthusiastic about it. I didn't feel like I was personally growing. So I can remember feeling anxiety, depression, overwhelm. I would literally question myself during those years. What the heck am I doing? What is wrong with me? I thought I had multiple different mental illnesses. Like, I was self-diagnosing myself. I would go into therapists, wow, and they would give me all these prescriptions and whatnot. But then I ended up just throwing out the prescriptions and saying, you know what, fuck it. I almost quit college, but I didn't. My parents forced me to finish it out. But literally, the 3 months after I graduated college, I was able to go full-time in my business, and the rest is history.
I love it. I love it. I love what really stuck out to me was the fact that you said in 3 months' time, I'm going to do this, but it really took 3 years, which speaks
yep.
to the instant gratification that people feel in their life. My thought is that, one, it's hard to break habits. And two, if I don't see the results of me going to the gym and, you know, I want to get these abs or I want to get these buys and tries and, you know, it's not working, like, screw it, I'm done. Like, nothing I'm doing is working. Like, you know, maybe I don't have the right creatine powder or protein powder, or maybe the guy at GNX doesn't know what he was talking about. Right? So it's like you have to stay at it. And that is the reason why people don't stay at the gym, you know, is because they don't see instant results. It's not slim fast, right? It's work, 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 get into the gym every single day, but you see a difference over time. People are impatient.
100%. Yeah. And to talk back to business, like I said, it took me about 3 to 3.5 years to actually get full time. And part of the reason, and I actually had to talk about this last night, part of the reason it took me so long, not only did I underestimate how long it was going to take just from a logistics standpoint, but also I was putting my ego before my results. I was not accepting or looking for help outside of myself. I thought that I could do it all on my own. I was literally searching the internet, trying to find out free ways to do it. Like I said, I was afraid to actually invest in somebody and put my ego aside. So the second that I actually did put my ego aside, the second that I did invest in a coach, it took me 4 months after that investment to get to that full-time level. And before I was spending 3 years, three years suffering.
Right.
So,
right.
Go ahead.
So that's important though, but that's important that, you know, that you went through that. You ate that. You owned that. And some people, what I see in entrepreneurship, because I teach entrepreneurs how to literally be purebred entrepreneurs, because I come from an entrepreneurial family. I've built 3 businesses, working on my 4th now. Like, there's I call them Facebookpreneurs, where you have entrepreneur in your subject line or your Facebook profile says I'm an entrepreneur, but I see you working at like Kinko's, if that's even a thing anymore, or I see you working at like a 9-to-5 job, but you're putting on Facebook, oh, by the way, you know? So I talk about, you know, what it takes to literally make it, and you nailed it. Like, you literally, I suffered through it. I figured it out. You know, I didn't give up. My 3 months was more like 3 years, and look at me now. Like, this is the process, and you have to love the process. I think you have to love the process in entrepreneurship. Otherwise, you know, you're gonna fail. Hey, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Oh, okay.
I just downloaded Skype, so it gave me like 5 minutes free, so I just had to pay for whatever it was that they need me to do. Did you ask me a question?
Yeah. So I was just talking about like purebred entrepreneurship, you know, and I was like, the purebred entrepreneurship, you know, is like you nailed it. Like, your 3 months was actually 3 years. You suffered through it. Right? Things weren't working. You didn't give up. right? And I come from an entrepreneurial family. I come from, you know, like I've built three businesses, successful six-figure businesses, working on my fourth now. And it's like the same like it sucks setting everything up for the first time. It sucks trying to get those first few clients. Like that's the suck, but you embrace the suck.
Dude, it sucks every day at some point. There's always something that sucks every day, right? I mean, there's such contrast in entrepreneurship. There's the ups, there's the downs. It's like life. And this is what one of my mentors was telling me is life is literally you grow and you die. And in entrepreneurship, there's different cycles of growth and then there's different cycles of death. And it just keeps going along that roller coaster. At least that's been my experience. Nothing in life is linear. And even with health and fitness too.
Yeah. So let's talk about, because I teach a lot of resilience training and I don't do a lot of physical anymore just because I'm not like a certified like nutritionist or, you know, like I don't go to the gym to get like super huge to do, you know, shows and things like that. That's just not why I go to the gym. However, there was a nutritionist friend of mine that used to come in and kind of teach all that. And, you know, some of the things that I've learned from him, you know, he's in the gym, he's a bodybuilder and all this, is that if you literally took everything inside of GNC and you said, I want only the things on the shelves that work or have actually been tested like to prove their stuff, you'd have like three products. And I've learned that the supplement industry is like a billion dollar industry. It is a billion dollar industry. And a lot of people think that I'm going to take these supplements and I'm going to get big.
Yeah, it's built off of that short-term think that we talked about before. And supplements is – I don't even take supplements, but there's a few that I do recommend, and it's only if you're deficient in these areas, right? I mean, any vitamin and mineral that you're deficient in, maybe you need to supplement. Or first, I mean, you should change your diet. If you don't get enough protein in, sure, take a protein powder. And if you really suck at eating your greens, find affordable green juice and drink some green juice. But at the end of the day, man, there's no real need for supplements. And it's literally the Latin root cause of the word supplement is just something to add on to something that's already working, right? So get the bases right, get the water in, get the nutrition down, get the sleep, get the exercise. And if you still find little holes, then you can plug them with a supplement.
Yeah, and you know what I've seen a lot of is like The Rock takes testosterone, so you need to take it. Or, you know, or like the – like. You know, even me, man, back in like 2004 when I first joined the military, even in 2001, I was doping on that creatine powder. And what was that stuff called?
That one works.
Andro Fuel. Dude, I was rocking the Andro Fuel. Like that's all I took. And I just like would pound a bunch of stuff out. Yes. Well, they banned it. It was basically what the baseball players got in trouble for using.
Okay.
You know, back around then, like you're not allowed to use it because so the equivalent would have been in 2010 and 11 where everybody had Jacked. Everybody was taking Jacked as like a pre-workout. The military had actually banned that. The military bans a lot of supplements. But I want to know about your health and wealth blueprint and how you help entrepreneurs in the fitness space. I'd love to hear your blueprint.
Absolutely. Yeah. So it's really broken down into three key components. And what those key components are number one, strategy, number two, accountability, and number three, community, right? So I believe that when you have those three things, more specifically the accountability and the community, I mean, then you're never going to fall off the strategy, right? But we could break down each more into integral parts. So let's break down the accountability first, because like I said, I think that's the most important thing. So the way that we solve accountability 100%. Is three parts. We do daily, we do weekly, and we do monthly. So, Chad, what the heck does that look like? On a daily basis, you have 24/7 access to me. You could reach out and ask any questions you want. On a weekly basis, this is required. One time a week, you have to get on a Zoom call with me. What we do is we break down your challenges from before, and then we help you overcome those challenges from that previous week so that you can improve the next week. And then monthly, what we do is we get together as one big group, and what we're doing first is everybody's sharing their wins. Why do you think I have people do that, Sean?
If you share your wins, then you get excited and you support everybody. And that's part of being a community is that you're sharing in each other's wins and then you're sharing in success.
Absolutely, dude. Yeah, it creates that momentum of winning, and that's what our standard of our community is. So second part of that call is I'm teaching you guys something on mindset, something on nutrition, something on working out, or we're bringing another expert to speak on that topic as well. And then on the back end of that, we're all sharing our challenges, and we're helping overcome those challenges as well. So that covers the accountability. As far as the community goes, it's really two-part. It's a Facebook group, and it's Facebook group chat. Our Facebook group, what we do there is we're sharing our wins like we talked about before. We're also giving back because that's a big standard of our community as well. So, for example, hey, guys, I found this recipe. It was really tasty, but also was super healthy. Just wanted to share it with you guys. That would be an example. Another example would be, hey, guys, you know what? I tweaked this exercise a little bit, and I felt it way more in my pec or whatever it may be, right? Or, and also we ask questions there too. Hey guys, I'm really struggling with my nutrition. Just wanted to get your support and an opinion on this. And then they would make that post as well. So those are the three posts in our community. And then also, like I said, we have a Facebook group chat. So why do we have a Facebook group chat and also a Facebook group? The Facebook group chat, dude, just to be honest, it's for pure fun. Because if health and fitness isn't fun, if your business isn't fun, if whatever the heck you're doing isn't fun, then what's the point? So we post funny selfies in there, gifs, make jokes, whatever it may be, just to create that fun atmosphere, right? And then the blueprint.
I love it.
Blueprints is real simple. So the way that we do nutrition is called the 80-20 rule. So 80% of the calories you're consuming are coming from whole natural foods, and 20% of the calories you're consuming are coming from foods you enjoy. Why do I do that? Most diets are extremely restrictive. They say, can't have carbs, can't have this, can't have that. Great, you may get results for 30 days, but it's not sustainable, right? Like, for example, Sean, what's your favorite, like, cheat meal, if you could have one cheat meal?
Yeah, so my cheat meal, literally, and I do this all the time, is straight-up pizza, period. Pizza.
Pizza. Great. Perfect. This is the
I feel like it's got
all
the food groups. It's got the meat group, the dairy group, the bread group.
Yeah. And then the tomato sauce.
You know what, though? If you actually go into Little Caesars and you look at their board, they actually have the calorie count on the board. Nobody else has done this. Oh. Domino's, nobody's done this. Did you know that a full large pizza, if you consumed it, is 2,000 calories? That's insane.
Yeah. I believe it. But here's why we do the 80-20 rule. Because if I told you, Sean, that you can't have pizza anymore, maybe you would stand for a week, a month, maybe even a year. But there's going to come a point where you go to a party, where you go to a meeting, where you go to a venue where there's pizza, right? And you're going to tell yourself this, just one bite, just one bite. And then you go and have that one bite. And then you get in your head, then that one bite turns into a whole slice. And then it turns into a whole freaking pie.
Yep.
And then you get in your head and you're just like, I knew I couldn't do this health and fitness thing. And then you quit because you're like, oh, it's not for me. I knew I couldn't do it. So the reason that we do 80-20 is because we're satisfying the cravings, but we're also meeting our basic human needs. So that covers one part. We also within the first 12 weeks of our program, like to track our calories and macros, because it's really honestly an eye-opening experience for people. Because like you said, a lot of people don't know how many calories are actually in food. So we like to create what we call the eye for food, being able to look at food and say, I can estimate how many calories that is. Because after the 12 weeks in our year-long program, we teach people how to actually make it a sustainable process. So that covers the nutrition. As far as the workouts go, our biggest objection, because we're working with busy professionals, is I don't have time. So we create workout programs based on how much time you have to give. If you only have 5 minutes great. Yeah, if you only have 5 minutes to give, great. I can kick your ass in 5 minutes. If you have but our most popular time, our most popular time frame is between 15 to 25 minutes. That's about, I would say, 85% of our clientele is doing 15 to 25 minute workouts. But then we also have in-gym options, which are 30 to 45 or 45 to 60 minutes. And then the back end, the last part of our program, is we have a membership site, which is a step-by-step process teaching you videos that I created, teaching you on what you need to do on a daily basis to be successful in this area of your life.
That's so cool, man. I want to tell you my in-between workout. So, you know, you go to the gym and, you know, you're working like, you know, whatever you're going to do. You're going to do legs today. You're going to do buys and tries, shoulders and back, whatever you're going to do. In between all that, you know what I mean? What I do is a 9-minute workout, and this is all it is. I really want to know your thoughts on this. You can tell me it sucks. I love it. Let me know. So it's 1 minute of burpees, 1 minute of rest, 1 minute of sit-ups, 1 minute of rest, 1 minute of push-ups, 1 minute of rest, 1 minute of super planks, 1 minute of rest, and then 1 minute of squats, and then that's it. You're done.
This is in between sets you're doing this?
No, this is like I go to the gym at like 8 a.m, and then maybe at like 4 o'clock in the afternoon, I'm doing my 9 minute workout.
Oh, okay, I got it. So you go to the gym in the morning, you're hitting the weights or whatever it may be, and then later in the evening, you're hitting something else.
I mean, like that 9 minute workout.
Got it, the one that you just described. So at the end of the day, man, it really depends on what your goal is. So I guess I would have to ask you, Sean, what is your goal?
So I'm like 35, and if you looked at my father, you would see that when he got into like his 40s, the belly started coming out a little bit. And I don't want to rock a dad bod. Like this whole thing about, oh, the dad bods are so cute. Yeah, I don't think so. No, I don't. No.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's really just a pussified excuse.
Yeah, man, I don't want to rock a dad bod. You know what I mean? Okay. So let's just say that your picture that that is on the graphic that I've, you know, it's all over Facebook and all that, you know, for the show, dude, that's intense.
Yeah.
I don't think my wife wants me to be that way. Although being in the military, like you're just kind of big anyways. Because of all the stuff that you have to do. But like chiseled and ripped and like all, like my wife just doesn't care about that. But if I'm passing my PT tests and I'm living a healthy, like I, dude, 3 years ago, we're rocking Hamburger Helper. Like it's like the best food ever. We're rocking, you know, like we're rocking Rice-A-Roni. Now,
Top Ramen.
I haven't. Okay. So my kids love Top Ramen. I can't get them to stop. My 16-year-old will buy it himself, so I'm just like, whatever, dude. I'll buy the ramen. Like, it's whatever. I don't eat it. I just think that it's so funny that, you know, where we come from, because 3 years ago, I mean, like I said, man, we're like Hamburger Helper for dinner tomorrow and then banquet, TV dinners, like, you know. And so now it's like salmon.
Hungry Man, right? Hungry Man used to be the big thing.
Yep, 100%. So now our meals consist of like from scratch, my wife will make Cajun chicken pasta, like fresh peppers and onions and like so good. And fresh, like from scratch, she makes her own Alfredo sauce, like whipping cream, like she makes her own. And then, you know, so the other night we made, you know, smoked salmon and then, you know, squash and zucchini. You know, I mean, we're eating the vegetables, we're eating the fish, we're eating the things that, you know, normally 3 years ago, we're like, I'm not making it. I ain't got time for all that.
Right.
So
yeah.
It's the evolution.
Dude, that's freaking awesome, man. What were you talking about before? Because I totally forgot.
So
there was
someone
a question
going into,
I was supposed to answer, right?
Yeah. So,
we were talking about your goals. Okay. I remember.
Right? What's the goal?
Is that a viable option? Is that a viable option to work out twice in a day? So here's my premise. So what I say is, health is a lot like business, right? What drives a business isn't how long you work on your business. It's about what you do with the time that you have to work on your business. Guess what? Same principle is true with your health and fitness. I can go into the gym for 2 hours, take a selfie, do some curls, check out the girls, and then leave, right? And get nothing done. Or I could spend 15 minutes and absolutely smash it and crush it and be good for the day. Because if the goal at the end of the day is weight loss or trimming or whatever word you want to attach to it, what you really need to be focused on is being in a caloric deficit, right? And what drives a caloric deficit? It's tracking your calories. It's actually measuring and knowing, okay, these are the calories I have to hit. Am I hitting them? The answer is yes. Great. Exercise is a tool that helps you get into a caloric deficit, right? It helps you burn more calories, so it makes it easier for you to get into that caloric deficit, which also means that you get to eat a little bit more food as well.
Right.
Does that make sense to you?
Oh, 100%. So what my nutrition friend said was that – yeah, go ahead.
One more thing. So I'm not trying to say that your approach is wrong. I just don't want to get – I don't want to give people that are just starting the wrong idea, because a lot of people, they do think they need to work out 50 million hours 2 times a day to get results. And you just don't. There's some people that do. And I used to work out twice a day, but I don't anymore. And it's not necessary.
Yeah. Okay, perfect. What my nutrition friend said was that before you even work out, before you even – like if you're going to start a regiment program, if you're going to start with any fitness coach, whatever, here's what he says. He says the first thing you need to do is get on a diet that is for your body, because there's so many people out there. And looking at your stuff, you actually like have a program that is tailored to a person, not a one size fits all, which I absolutely love that. And
yep.
So what
I
he
used
said
to do
was
the one size fits all.
Right. And what he said was that you have to, number one, figure out a work rest cycle that's going to work for your body. Two, the diet and the food, what's going to work for your body. Because some people's metabolism is slower, so you eat like, you know, maybe five or six small little meals, or your metabolism is super high, so you don't need to do that. And he says every person's different. He's like, I just suggest going and talking to someone who knows nutrition or a fitness professional who's been in it for a couple years, who can assess what you specifically need, not just, hey, here's my program, like the Atkins diet and keto. Like, they're all carb stripping, right?
Yep. Yep, and that's exactly what I was talking about before.
Yep. Yeah.
How those
absolutely,
just aren't consistent. It's just not consistent. Like, seriously, if I told you that you can never have a carb again, is that something you're going to do as a lifestyle? No.
No.
Not at all. And that's the reason why people say, oh, I can't do health and fitness, because they've tried shit like that. They've failed, and then they've convinced themselves that it's not for them. You're setting yourself up for failure by doing those short-term diets.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 100%. Absolutely 100%. So how do people get a hold of you? How do they get in contact with you? What's the best way?
Yeah. I mean, I'm huge on Facebook. That's where I post majority of my content. My friends list is maxed out, which sucks because Facebook only allows you to have 5,000 friends. But I did give you the link to my free Facebook group, and that's where I'm posting a decent amount of content these days, and probably I would say my best free content I'm posting in there. So if you guys want to get in contact with me, I would suggest joining the free group, learning more about what I do and watching some of my content. And then you could just always message me over Messenger, or I'll also give you my email where they can hit me up there too. Or honestly, if you just want to go ahead and go straight to booking a 10-minute consult with me, we could break down your goals, challenges, and needs. I can give you a link to do that as well.
Perfect. I love it, man. I love it. So what does 2019 hold for you, man? What is the schedule?
It's crazy year, dude. It's a crazy year. I've had my first – it's pretty cool, though, honestly, because at the beginning of the year, I bought this massive whiteboard. I wrote down a bunch of shit that I'm going to accomplish.
I love it.
And literally one of the things I wrote down was I was going to start speaking. So I wrote that down. 2 weeks later, I'm on my first stage, and yesterday I did my second stage this year. And I'm hitting the income targets I'm trying to do. I'm building a team, which was a goal of mine for 2019. Although I just had to make my first fire ever yesterday, which was honestly terrifying, but I did it.
You had to make what? You had to what?
I had to make my first ever fire. I had to fire somebody yesterday for the first time ever.
Oh,
I
thought when you said make fire, I was like, you're starting a fire?
No.
Like you firewalking?
Oh,
like...
yeah. No. Yeah, no, I was more scared to make that fire than I was to do my talk. But my goals are to build out my sales team, start building a coaching team to help assist me with the clients, continue to build what I'm doing, and continue to spread the message of self-growth, passion, and enthusiasm, and also living a life of health, wealth, and prosperity. Those are my goals, man. And 2019 so far has been there's something magical about 2019, at least in my opinion.
Oh, yeah, 100%. So are you, as a speaker, are you speaking at just fitness events and entrepreneur events, or what kind of events are you speaking at?
Mostly, the two I've spoken at so far have been entrepreneur events. So the first one, this is kind of honestly crazy. I got thrown right into the firestorm. The first one I was speaking on the same stage with, I don't know if you heard of him, but Billie Jean, also Caleb and Matt Maddox.
Caleb Maddox and Matt Maddox. Yep. They're huge in Greg Reed's circle with Secret Knock and, you know, all that. Yep.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yep. Yeah. I don't know if you heard of Bill Walsh. He was on the stage.
Yep.
Richard Dreyfuss
yep.
was in Jaws.
Richard,
he was on the stage.
Richard Dreyfuss, that's awesome. Awesome. Are those pay-to-play opportunities? It sounds like a pay-to-play opportunity if there's big names like that there.
No, this was 100% free. It was called Epic Mastermind.
Okay. Awesome. Awesome.
Sorry, hold on. Sorry, my headphone fell off. No, so how I got the opportunity was one of my clients was on a live with the event organizer. I hopped on the live. I chit-chatted a little bit, and then she called me because I guess my client referred me to her, and she's like, hey, you want to come speak? And I was like, yeah. So I came, and yeah, she said, no one gets paid. No one's allowed to pitch. You just go up and speak.
Right,
and I was like, okay.
I've been
Sounds
to those
good.
Events. Yep.
Yeah, so super fun.
So here's what I'm going to do for you, man. Here's what I want to do for you. I sent you an email, and
cool. It
has my speaker ebook. I wrote an ebook called The No BS, No Fluff Guide of Getting Booked to Speak, and I sell it for $47. I emailed it to you for free, and it is my entire speaking business model on how I'm booked and paid to speak consistently. And that I show my other people that my clients that I work with and other speakers how to build a successful speaker business. So I just emailed that
Love
to
it.
You so you can have that for free as my gift.
Love it. Where would it be in the spam like the last one?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I haven't seen it come through yet. But oh, I just got it. Awesome, dude. Thank you so much.
There you go, man. Yeah, you're welcome.
I appreciate that.
You know,
I
love talking to purebred entrepreneurs, man. I love the people that actually go out of their way to give custom to the people that they serve, and even more so are not Facebookpreneurs and fluff and like telling people that I do this and I do this and I'm making millions of dollars when they're actually not, and they actually have like a side job. You know what I mean?
Yep.
That's just
totally
it blows my mind. Blows my mind.
Yeah, I mean, I think it comes back to that whole egotistical, insecure, filling a void kind of thing, and it's unfortunate that they have to do that, or some people have to do that at the expense of others, right?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I mean, but those people get weeded out eventually. So.
Yeah.
I mean,
so as we start to close, man, let's talk about the transformation that you've gone through over the past couple of years. You talked about pain, suffering, and misery, and all that. You know, take us through that, man. What do you think was the transformation? Because I feel like there's a tipping point. You know, you're starting off slow. You're like, this sucks. I have no social proof. Why would anybody want to do business with me? Then you get one client. Then you get three. Then you get a couple more. Then you got seven. Then 10. It's been like a year and a half. You're doing videos. You're doing everything that influencers are supposed to do. And then all of a sudden, now you're speaking on stage with Caleb and Matt Maddox and Bill Walsh. And, you know, so – take us through that, man. What was the transformational moment that changed your life?
It had to be, like I mentioned before. So like I said, it took me three years to invest in my first coach. And when I invested in my first coach, I still was putting my ego before my results. So I still wasn't open to being coachable. So I didn't get any success in that. I spent $6,000. How did I come up with the $6,000? Literally sold a bunch of shit, shirts, headphones, old lacrosse equipment, weights. Even on Christmas Eve, dude, I went to somebody's house to blow their leaves so I can get more money so I can invest in this thing. Went in debt, basically, to do it. Had no success because I couldn't get past my ego. So then 3 months go by, I invest in my second business coach, but the difference was I was more open. Took the ego, fucking squashed it, and said, you know what, I'm just going to listen to whatever this guy tells me to say, and I'm just going to do it. I'm just going to do whatever he tells me to do. So I did it, and 4 months later, I was able to go full-time. And, I mean, ever since then, honestly, we've had some rapid growth. So
awesome.
It's been really good. But I would say my most transformational moment was when I actually got out of my own way, took the ego, threw it aside, and said, please, whatever you say, I will do. And when I invested into that coach, and it was the right coach for me, and I told myself no more ego, that's when things started to happen.
I love that, man. Yeah, you know, I've been told a lot of my life that, you know, I need to get out of my own way. You know, and I was like, oh, whatever, man. I know what I'm doing, you know. And I've always wondered why people are building million-dollar businesses and they're having like a crazy awesome life. And I'm still sitting here making a six-figure or into like, you know, a couple six-figure, you know, income. I'm like, what? Like, I just can't. Like, I can't get to that next level. Like, what the hell? You know? And it's so true, man. Like, once you get out of your own way and live the process and actually let things be, because I feel like a lot of the entrepreneurs that I talk to, they're like, it's not like a Facebook ad. Like, it's not working. I got to change it. Oh, it's not working. I need to change it. Like, dude, just let it sit. Like, stop messing with it. Like, if you gave me a routine and I said, okay, do this Monday through Thursday, and then Friday we're going to do something different. So if I was like Monday, Tuesday, okay, it's not working. I got to change it. I got to change it. I'm going to do Fridays instead of Tuesdays and Wednesday. I'm not going to do anything. And I'd be changing it like the second day. I feel like people do that all the time. They don't just let the process play out.
Yeah. And it's, dude, it's, oh my God, you're telling me that's one of the things that bothers me. That's one of the things that bothers me the most is like, and I'll talk in health and fitness terms here. Like, within the first week, people are like, oh, I didn't see any weight loss. What the heck, man? I'm like, dude, did you see any success in your first week of starting your business? No, I guess you're right. But it's a blessing and a curse because it shows that the person cares. It shows that they want to get the results, but they have the wrong expectations. And when you set the wrong 100%. Expectations in health or in business, you're setting yourself up for failure. Because if I told myself this month I'm going to make $1 million and then I don't make $1 million, what am I going to think about myself? Oh, you suck, bro.
Right.
You suck.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
So
100%,
always,
man.
100%. Always set high goals. Always set high goals, Sean, but always have realistic expectations of the timeline of reaching that goal.
100%. Yep. I'm always talking about like play big, like play, like you got to be big. You got to be, you know, if you want to, whatever you want to do, you want to make $1 million a month, then do it. Make $1 million a month. Like don't make realistic goals against somebody else's expectations. Make realistic goals against your expectations. Because a lot of times we're like, well, I want to do this. I was like, man, I don't know if I can do it. I don't know. I'm like, make an unrealistic goal. Be like, I want to make 6 figures a month. I want to make $105,000 a month. Like, cool. What's it going to take? And then set yourself a timeline. Don't say you're going to do it tomorrow, but give yourself a realistic expectation. Like, you know, and that's the key where everybody fails. So thank you for sharing that, man. That's a really, really solid point. So where do we go from here? Where do we go from here? If somebody's listening, if they're like, man, I really got to get into the gym, but I don't know. I'm kind of like, people will look at me because I'm kind of a heavy set person, you know, or, you know, I've never really been to the gym. I don't want to look like I'm inexperienced and look stupid in front of people, because I feel like that holds a lot of people back.
Yeah, you got to make micro shifts. And first, it starts with the mindset. And what I mean by that is, in health and fitness, a lot of people are like, oh, you got to be consistent. You got to have the willpower, which is true. But there's something that comes before that, and that's the belief, right? Because if you don't actually believe you can make this transformation, lose the weight, stick to the plan, whatever it may be, you'll always find a reason to prove that belief correct. So once you actually can shift what you believe about yourself associated with health and fitness, and then you can bring in the willpower, that's the mindset you need to be successful in this area of your life. So I would start by – once again, what we talked about before, making micro shifts, starting out small and then building upon that. Maybe you start with a 10-minute walk if you're at that stage. Maybe you start with going to the gym 3 times a week. Whatever it is, whatever stage of health you're at, start at the base and then build upon it over time.
I love it, man. Absolutely love it. I want to thank you so much, man, for being on Life Transformation Radio, sharing your transformation. And I just feel like, when you talk about health and wealth, like, I feel like it goes hand in hand, because you can't be wealthy if you're living unhealthy, and you can't live healthy if you're not making wealthy decisions. That's kind of my bridge.
Yeah, even if you are wealthy, what's the point if you're not healthy, right? Because if you 100%. Don't have freedom, if you don't have freedom in your health, but you have a lot of money, I say you're not even an entrepreneur. Because entrepreneur is about freedom in all areas of your life, not just in your business. So you got to have freedom in your health, because I hear this all the time. People are like, hey, Chad, of course I want to get healthy for my business. But the real reasons I want to get healthy is because I want to be able to love the body I'm in. I want to be able to spend time with my family and be around long enough for my family. And I want to be able to do the things that I once loved to do. That's honestly what I hear most, more than I want to get healthy and fit for my business.
Awesome,
which
man.
Is pretty crazy. Yeah.
Very, very cool. So give us a nugget of knowledge that will motivate, transcend, and inspire someone to take action today?
I like that. Okay, cool.
I'm going to do it from a health wealth perspective. You got to view health. Yeah, you gotta view health as an investment into your business. And I say there's three reasons why. Number one, your energy levels. Your energy is what determines your sales. If you show up positive, you show up high energy, you have more sales, bottom to none. People buy my product because they like my energy. That's what they say. I ask them. That's literally what they say. Second thing is energy drives production, right? And production drives the business. So if you have low energy, you have low production, you have a shitty business. Second point, confidence. Confidence drives sales as well. Also, your body image is your new marketing tool. We are all personal brands. So what the heck does your body say about you? Does your body say that you're disciplined? Or does your body say you're not disciplined? You don't really give a shit about how you look. Because guess what? People will treat you how you treat yourself. And last thing, the last reason why entrepreneurs need to get healthy and fit is productive longevity. What are we all after? We're after making more money. We're after making a greater impact. How the heck can you do that if you're freaking dead by 50, or not, even if you're not dead, like literally just have really, really shitty health, low energy? How is it possible? Like, look at Grant Cardone, for example. That guy is 60 years old, crushing it, doing the best he's ever done in business, and acts like he's 20, has the energy of a 20-year-old, has the body of a freaking 20-year-old. So those are the three reasons, man. It's your own energy, it's your confidence in your body image, and it's productive longevity. If you care about your business, if you care about your life, you're gonna take control of your health so that you can maximize those three things.
Love it, man. Love it. Thanks for being an amazing guest, man. This is really gonna help somebody.
That. Hell yeah, dude. Let's go. Fire up. I wish we were on video. Then we could do the health and well blueprint sign off together, but we're not on video, so we can't.
Oh, that's all good, all good. So everybody listening right now, go to Chad, MOLYNFitness.com. Same as his Instagram and YouTube. Check out his Facebook and connect with him. It is time now, because it's getting warmer weather, it is now time to get serious about your health and longevity, because – quite frankly, we don't want to see the unhealthy people squeezing into bathing suits. And like he said, health and longevity will carry your business forward. With that, I want to thank you for being an amazing guest. I want to thank the listeners for listening in and supporting Life Transformation Radio. As we close, I always say, live your brand. Find opportunities every day to live out the core values that you hold deep in your heart. And I call this living your brand. So until next episode, live a great life.